Welcome to the Limitless Mindset Podcast. My name is Blake Clark, and I am the founder and visionary of Limitless Real Estate and also the team lead of the Clark team. My goal with this podcast is to show you that your possibilities are truly limitless with the right mindset and outlook on life. On this podcast, you're going to hear from not only myself, but also other members within our brokerage, as well as my team. And we're going to be discussing all things real estate, mindset, goal setting, and what it takes to build a good business and succeed in life. Thanks so much for joining us and welcome. All right. Welcome, guys, to another episode of the Limitless Mindset Podcast. Thank you guys so much for joining me today. Just wanted to say thank you guys for being here. And as always, I appreciate the likes, the comments, the shares, you guys sharing this with people that you feel could benefit from some of the messages that I put out there. As always, today, I wanted to talk about something that I think is extremely important when it comes to your self-awareness in your personal life, your guys' business, your fitness, your health, all of the things. A lot of people I talk to, when we ask what's the reason you're not getting the outcomes that you want, people get super frustrated. You know, they're upset that they're not making any traction. They're upset that they're not making any leadway. However, they feel like they're doing enough. So one of the most common questions I ask them is, why do you feel like, or what do you think you're not doing to get the outcomes and get the results that you are hoping that you would get? And one of the most common answers I get from them is, well, I'm doing my best. I gave it my best. I did my best. And I think it makes sense. If you guys think about when we were kids and a lot of the stuff that we used to hear is just do your best. Just give it your all. Do the best you can. We were conditioned to that growing up. And one thing I want you guys to really take into consideration when you guys are framing your mindset around that, well, I'm just going to do my best and give it my best and hope for the best, is think about this. Your guys' best simply may not be good enough. I know that's a hard pill to swallow for a lot of people. And as you hear that, you might say, well, what options do I have? You know, my best is my best. That's the best I can do. And what you really need to focus on is understanding what the actual output or true knowledge that is required to achieve the outcome, and just be realistic with yourself and understand I may not have that knowledge or that information. Therefore, my best that I have right now isn't going to suffice for getting the outcomes and the results that I want. For example, let's say you guys were setting out a goal to run a 7-minute mile. However, you were severely out of shape. Now, your approach to this is, I'm going to go attempt to run a 7-minute mile, and you run it and you end up doing it in 14 minutes and you're super frustrated with yourself and you say, well, I gave it my best. I did the best I absolutely could. And that's great. It's cool that you did your best. But the reality of it is that your best wasn't enough to clock off a 7-minute mile for yourself. So this is where you need to shift your perspective and say, okay, realistically, what am I going to need to do to achieve this? Obviously, my best is simply not good enough. And this is where I want you guys to start framing your thought process around these goals or these things that you guys are obtaining is, don't just look at it as giving it your best as being enough, because simply your best may not be enough to complete that task. And instead, frame your thought process around, what do I need to learn, or what do I need to do? What does it look like to be successful in this area? And how large is that gap between what I consider to be my best right now and what is actually required to achieve that outcome? For example, if you guys are going in and you say, I'm in a sales position and I know that I need to make this many contacts to get X amount of sales. However, you simply make maybe 10 or 15 phone calls a day and you say, well, I gave it my best. It's very clear that your best is not going to be enough to actually yield the outcome that you guys are wanting. Therefore, you need to get realistic with yourself and say, what do I need to do to up the level of what my baseline for my best actually is? How do I align what my best is with what the actual minimum requirement is to see success? Here, because this is the point. This is that gap where a lot of people get super frustrated with themselves because they feel like their best is the absolute ceiling for where they're at. And they feel like the minimum requirement is all the way over here. And they don't realize that there's actually a way that you can bring your best in alignment with what is actually required to achieve the outcomes that you guys want. You can't go through life just simply saying, well, I gave it my best, and brush it off and consider yourself done. You're never going to achieve half the stuff that you really could actually achieve if you focused on bringing your best level up and getting realistic with yourself and just simply saying, hey, you know what? My best right now is simply not going to cut it to achieve the outcome that I really want. What do I need to do to get better? Realistically, if I had to sit down on paper, where are all of my deficiencies right now that are holding my best self back from achieving the outcome that I want, or being what I want, or working the job that I want, or making the money that I want, or having the relationships that I want, or having the things, the material possessions that I want? What is it that I don't have? What is it that I need to acquire? How much more do I need to do to actually raise the standard of what my best is to achieve these outcomes? And this is where the true magic happens for a lot of you guys, is you simply stop bullshitting yourself and telling yourself, well, my best is just good enough. And you actually focus on raising the standard of what your best is. You may not have the knowledge right now, that's okay. But as long as your focus is getting your best up higher, now you kind of know, hey, I know that for a fact to make this kind of money or to qualify to work in this position within my company or to run a business on my own, I know that I'm going to need this kind of knowledge. And I know that I'm all the way down here right now. And that's where the reality sets in. And that's where you're holding yourself accountable and you're being realistic with yourself. You're being honest with yourself. And you say, there is a severe deficiency gap in what is going to be required minimum to get to this level I want to get to. And right now I am here. Because when you tell yourself, I gave it my best, you're basically admitting to yourself that that's the best you can possibly do. And that's where the progress and the growth stops for yourself. And I want you guys to think about that differently and say, okay, I understand that this is my best. And maybe you did give it your best, but realistically, what do you need to do to get that best up? What do you need to do to make your best align with the minimum requirements that are necessary to achieve the outcome or the goal that you guys want in no matter what area or aspect of life that you guys are actively focusing on right now? Again, this is totally in your control. You just have to stop telling yourself that your best is good enough. This is the most common thing that a lot of people say is, I gave it my best, I did my best, and it's very obvious that your best right now is not yielding the outcomes that you guys want, most likely. So the next logical thing to do would be go back and say, okay, I gave it my best and my best simply wasn't enough. What do I need to do to get that best up? And then you get to work really focusing on that. I know it can sound overwhelming, but it really doesn't need to be that complicated. If your best right now, like I said, in relation to running a mile is 14 minutes. What do I need to do? Well, most likely to be a little quicker, I'm probably going to need to get more energy. I'm going to build up my endurance. I'm going to probably need to lose some weight so I'm a little bit lighter and my body isn't carrying so much weight around so that I can move a little bit quicker. I'm going to need to train every single day so that slowly your best, that 14 minutes becomes 12, becomes 10, becomes 8, and becomes a 7 eventually. And you guys, now your best is in alignment with what is required at a base minimum to hit the goal that you guys want, instead of simply laying down at what your current best is right now. Hopefully that's helpful for you guys. Like I said, this is one of the biggest things that holds people back, is they feel like their best is their ceiling, not realizing that you can raise that ceiling if you put a solid effort in on that. So hopefully that goes out and puts it into application for you guys. Hopefully it helps you guys achieve some goals. Hopefully it gives you guys some ideas and some directions on where to realistically identify what is the minimum requirement for something you guys want to achieve and where you're at right now and what you need to do to bridge that gap and what you need to do to get better to raise that best that you currently have up to meet the standards of the absolute minimum. As always, guys, I hope you have an absolutely incredible week. And if you guys found this episode valuable, helpful, feel free to share it. I love seeing you guys share it on social media. I love seeing you guys share this with the people that you think could hear this and it could be beneficial. And as always, if you guys are looking for private coaching to elevate your mindset, elevate your financials, elevate your guys' physical fitness, feel free to visit my website, www.blakeclark.com, and you guys can apply for coaching right there. And I'd love to set up a call with you guys and see what we need to do to get you guys to the next level. Get out there, guys, and let's crush it.
If you guys found value in today's episode, I ask that you guys share this with anybody that you think may benefit from hearing this. Obviously, I do this for free. I do this to help you guys. I do this to help, obviously, impact other people that are looking to grow and scale and improve their life. So all I ask is that you guys do share this with somebody that you think it could help and benefit. I greatly appreciate it.